MTV Cast.
Hello, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail, Madison, Florida. So yesterday I left MedArt and down near the coastal south of Tallahassee, headed up to Madison. In between, started off with a lot of live oak canopy, Spanish moss stuff. Pretty good, pretty fast rolling. Felt like I was going to be able to cover some ground for the day, maybe even have a short day. But of course, whenever I have such thoughts, things go sideways. So, a couple of store stops, which was good. Ate up at both of them. The one, JR's, has upgraded their facilities recently. So it used to just be a little store, and now it's actually got a little restaurant. Kind of a stretch, but they've got some hamburgers and hot dogs and barbecue sandwiches. The barbecue sandwich is actually pretty good. So I had a good eat, and then pushed on, get into the Osceola, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's full of sinkholes. It's kind of crazy. So apparently acid in the rain eats through the lime rock over many, many years and leaves all these weird sinkholes. And then you add in the sort of high-level groundwater. It doesn't take much digging to get to the water around here. And then the river runs through the area that kind of adds to those holes. It's all pretty wild. It's really thick, jungly stuff. Yeah, just kind of these random holes all over the place. If you get to kind of watch your footing, they'll be kind of small and deep, but most of them are big, like, you know, 15, 20 feet deep and many, many feet wide or indoor long. It's pretty wild stuff. Even a waterfall in there, which is pretty rare for Florida. More of a cascade, I guess. But that was pretty cool and unexpected. And to back up before all that, I guess, before I got to JR's, I was out on these levees. I guess a lot of coastal swamp drainage area. And I was actually talking to my mom for a minute, and I was like, I should go. I think she was getting into some city traffic, and I'm like, yeah, I should start watching for gators. And within a minute, passed by a nice 8-footer. It was on the other side of this little canal thing, so not a big deal. Just out there looking full and sitting in the sun. And then right after that, I saw a bald eagle. Family of raccoons that took to a tree that was nearby as I went by. Checked them out. That was pretty cool. A lot of different birds out there, buzzards and hawks, wood storks, herons, so all that was pretty cool. A lot of times it's like riding through a butterfly garden. It's just full of butterflies, honeybees, moths, grasshoppers that are like 3 or 4 inches long. They're just kind of, they're all over the place. A lot of times I'm just passing my head, getting stuck in my helmet. So kind of immersed in the wildlife out here, which is pretty cool. A little further up, I had maybe a 5-foot gator hanging off to the side of the road, sunning himself. Stopped and got a picture, and then I backed up about 20 yards and got a running start and blew past him. He didn't even budge. Another point, I got this pickup truck driving towards me on one of these levees. It's kind of narrow. The road itself is, you know, a 2-track. There's not a lot on either side of it because you're going to be into water on either side. So I'm going towards it, and they pull over a little bit, you know, give me a couple of feet. On the one side of the levee, or the road, and I realize it's like a safari thing, like an animal tour. Yeah, so the truck's pulled over, and I'm going right. They went to their right, and I realized the back end of it's full of tourists out there, you know, looking at the swamps, trying to see a gator or something. And they're probably wondering why the truck slowed down and pulled over, so they're looking really close now, right? So I speed up. Not so much for them. I was just going to try to get out of the way of the truck. But so I blow by them to all these oohs and ahs. Probably just because something had actually moved. You know, you're out there in the swamp and things don't really move very much. And so I blew by them real quick and just kept on going. It was pretty funny. So I gave them their glimpse of the elusive mountain, Florida mountain biker or bike packer. But yeah, then through the sinks and all that bit was slow. Wayfinding was challenging at times. While most of it's marked with like these orange blazes, it's also really overgrown and thick in there. There's a bit of a network of dirt roads and trail, and it's hard to tell which one I'm supposed to be on at times. But slow going, got through there. And then it kind of just dumped me out on some mixture of dirt and paved roads. A lot more dirt than my map was showing. So I was expecting to be able to cover the ground a bit faster than it did. But that's all right. I still didn't get in too late to Madison. Let's see. Before that, though, I stopped to have a nature break and put my helmet light on. Find out that my helmet light, the second battery now, has decided to die or not take a charge, whatever's going on with it. So that's really frustrating. So I don't have a helmet light anymore. So if I have to do single track at night, that's going to get real challenging. But just generally, night riding gets more challenging. To look in bags and pockets and whatever to find a thing. I don't have that light on my head. Look to see. I had a dog come after me at one point, which I only know by its noise, because I never did see the thing, because I can't look to the sides. I only have a bar mount light right now. So at least I have that, and it's my dyno with a K light, so its battery's not going to run out. Been pretty bomb-proof for a lot of trips, so I got that. But I got into Madison, had some lovely Wendy's fast food and a gas station stop, and then off to bed, did some laundry, usual routine. So rolled out of there. I thought I was going to get a decent start. Went to this diner across the street, and it was so slow. I mean, just to get breakfast and a to-go sandwich was like an hour and 15 minutes. It's really painful. Maybe on Tour Divide, fine. Or even doing events. Maybe that's what it is I'm so used to doing these events and the shopkeepers and restaurants. You know, they're kind of conditioned to have some urgency and keep us all moving. Versus this trip that just doesn't seem to have that. But still plugging away. Headed towards White Springs at least today. I may push on past that. We'll just see. There's a lot of single track coming up here today. And around the Suwannee River. So we'll just see how all that goes speed-wise and what kind of distance I can cover. So that's what's happening. Thanks for checking in. I'll try to give a call back tomorrow. Thanks. Bye. Hey, Eddie O'Day again from Eastern Divide Trail. One thing I forgot to mention, I believe, in that call was the lovely joy that is sandspurs. This is a phenomenon that exists down here. I don't know what the plant is. I couldn't even identify it, but it gives off these little seed pods that have thorns on them, little spiky needles, like a real-life coronavirus is what it looks like. Anyways. In between sort of the section of levees making it to the JR's store, I just got loaded up with them. And you're riding along and my socks are full of them, and they actually stick to your skin. So all the way up to my knees, occasionally, like in my shirt sleeves, jersey, etc. But I had to stop three times to stop and pick them out. they start getting in the crease between the shoe and the ankle, and then they're just stabbing you over and over and over again until you stop, take them out. And then when I do, I realize just sort of, kind of the, I don't know, this is sort of low level pain. all these little things just stuck into the skin, just almost, I don't imagine it's like getting a tattoo, right? It sort of gets numb after a while. At first it's a little painful, then it gets kind of numb, but then it also comes back and it's painful again. So, so that's fun. Luckily it didn't last terribly long. But I could go, you know, like a half a mile, and just be loaded up with these things, you know, 100 of them stuck in on each leg, and not have to stop and pick them out. And it's very slow going, and picking them out is not easy because they want to stick to your fingertips too. So both, mostly on my right hand, because I'm right-handed, you know, my thumb and my pointer, and then even my middle fingers, I try to change up fingers. I'll feel like I got 1,000 pinpricks in there. Very sensitive today, so hopefully not a whole lot of that today. It'd be really nice not to deal with those things again, because there's a lot of single track coming up, which means it could be miles and miles of it, but one never knows. So thought I'd share that one. All right, I'm out. Back to riding.